As leaves change color and are ripped from trees, as we watch children trudge off to school in the morning and listen to the sounds of migrants filling the sky at night, each day we grow more and more reconciled to the fact that autumn is really here. Some of that acceptance is happy. Fall colors lure thousands of tourists here just to drink in the beauty of our trees. Hunters have waited all spring and summer for opening day. Birders thrill at migrants coursing through in a migration that's huger than in spring, populated with all the birds hatched and raised this year. But even at the height of our enjoyment of autumn, there's ever a tinge of sadness in the air. The other three seasons are enjoyed or endured as themselves. A beautiful spring day thrills us not because it promises the summer soon to follow, but as relief from the winter behind us and for the delights it brings right that moment. Summer lasts longer, and we enjoy each day as it comes. Winter, for better and for worse, seems our longest season, and we make it through one day at a time. On beautiful days when soft snow sparkles like diamonds and birch trees glisten against blue sky, we thrill at the beauty without dreaming of spring. On the worst days, blizzards or ice storms raging, we bundle up and hope both we and our beloved chickadees make it through the night. Spring is too far away to even think about, except when we open a seed catalog. It's autumn that we simply cannot appreciate for itself without dreading the next season. Even the most beautiful days, trees crowned with crimson and gold, leaves swirling down as hawks kettle up in the sky, are darkened with a foreshadowing of winter. We thrill as geese fly by but watch their receding forms with regret. We rejoice in swirling leaves, but shake our heads with sadness at newly bare branches. Even when winter is deathly cold, we focus on what we need to do to stay alive and rejoice in the chickadees that are out there in the frigid air, naked as jaybirds, but still lively, their eyes sparkling and even cheerful. Autumn is much milder than winter, but that's still when we focus, for some reason, on death. Of course, many of the songbirds migrating through are racing toward their own deaths at breakneck speed. They'll collide with windows, power lines, communications towers, and guy wires and be snapped up by some of those hawks migrating through. But our sadness in fall isn't focused on birds. We're thinking ahead with some fear and dread about our own demise. Robert Frost wrote about the sadness of autumn in his lovely poem, Reluctance. Out through the fields and the woods and over the walls I have wended. I have climbed the hills of view and looked at the world and descended. I have come by the highway home, and lo, it is ended. The leaves are all dead on the ground, save those that the oak is keeping to ravel them one by one and let them go scraping and creeping out over the crusted snow when others are sleeping. And the dead leaves lie huddled and still, no longer blown hither and thither. The last long aster is gone, the flowers of the witch hazel wither, the heart is still aching to seek. But the feet question, whither? Ah, when to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with a grace to reason, and bow and accept the end of a love or a season? That was Robert Frost's Reluctance. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.